Effective weed control for next year's soybean crop starts now. A fall application of Sonic or Aphoria herbicide from Corteva Agriscience delivers broad-spectrum control of yield-robbing, broadleaf weeds like mare's tail and kochia before they establish. Plus, offers a long-lasting residual up to the time you begin your weed management program next spring. For more on controlling weeds with a fall herbicide application, visit Corteva.us or contact your local ag retailer. Always read and follow label instructions.
Welcome, Farm Talk. He is up in Roseau County, Minnesota, but I believe the sun is shining. It's just a cold October, late October kind of day for Shane Isney, Badger, Minnesota farmer, cattle producer. Shane, give us a weather report.
Well, like you mentioned, it actually is a pretty nice day up here today. I know a lot of the rest of the state is getting some rain, but we've got sunshine, nice wind, a little chilly, but, you know, that's typical fall weather.
Yeah, so all your cows got their back end into the wind, or are they walking into the wind today?
Well, I think they're just enjoying it. We've actually finally got some decent grass. We've had to move them out of pastures because kind of ran out of water, and so now they're out on some regrowth of some actual regular fields out there now. So they're pretty happy now.
Isn't it amazing how the pastures looking better than they in October look better than they did in the spring, and some of this regrowth, the seeds, the regrowth is better than the germination we got last spring. So just this is a crazy year.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And without a freeze, this is very late for a first freeze. The stuff just keeps on growing, so which has been good because we definitely needed it with all the dry conditions we had this summer.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I know in North Dakota, EHD is a big thing. It's a midge transmitted thing, and a few years ago, the deer population up there in Roseau County around Badger and Greenbush, I think Skyme is where there was the worst. Are you seeing a little EHD problems up there?
You know, we haven't now lately. It's been very good. So hopefully we just keep our fingers crossed. And of course, we dealt with a lot of issues and had to depopulate a lot of herds and a lot of deer here several years ago here now. So hopefully we don't have to deal with that again.
Yeah, for sure. All righty. Well, now the summer was what, or the fall harvest was what? Were you pleasantly surprised? Obviously, a drought year for you guys too, or did you get some timely rains there?
No, to be honest with you, we really didn't, and we missed out on a lot of rains, and we were expecting a lower yield. I think as farmers, we try to be optimistic and thinking we were gonna, well, maybe it'll be okay, but no, we ended up with about half a crop all the way through, starting with our perennial ryegrass. That's the first crop we harvest, and through spring wheat and soybeans and corn. And I just did some crop insurance work here the other day, and our farm average on soybeans was 17 bushels. That's not very good.
Wow. No, that is not good. That don't pay the bills even at the good price we got.
No, and we kind of expected, we were in an area, well, basically the northern third of Minnesota was missing a lot of those rains, and especially in our area, starting in June, which is normally a very wet time of the year for us, we hardly got any rain through June, July, and finally started to get some at the end of August, but by then it was, of course, too late for the early crops, and really didn't even help the later crops, as it just wasn't timely enough.
What are you and all of the neighbors talking about as far as fertilizer? As far as supply, are you ordering? Are you getting some? Or what's the situation up there in northwest Minnesota?
You know, on our farm, I know we were, we did quite a bit of pre-booking in fear of what we had been hearing down the pipeline of higher prices. So we're kind of doing some of that fall spreading right now, and actually have done a pretty fair amount of booking for spring because that just kept going up every week. And I'm assuming, I've talked to a few other farmers in the area, and there, a lot of them are doing the same. We keep hearing about supply problems, and we still don't know how that'll turn out, but at least some are locking in some prices right now in anticipation of it going even higher.
that's the anticipation, the expectation. This supply, you know, started with toilet paper and finishes with fertilizer. I don't know.
Isn't that something, Mick? We finally get some pretty decent prices for our commodities, and then all of a sudden the inputs go sky high. But that's that seems to be typical for the way it goes.
Yeah, for the roulette wheel, it spins around. Whether it's there's so much risk in agriculture. It's just one thing after another, it seems.
Yeah. It does, and what it has amounted to, you know, farmers definitely handle a lot more money, but you have more income, more prices for your crops, but then you end up, your inputs just go so much higher, and your profit actually isn't any more, but you just ended up, it just takes a lot more money to farm in this day and age.
Yeah, running a lot of money through the business checkbook. Used to go through the personal checkbook. Now it's got to be a separate entity for sure. So, all right. Well, Shane, 1 month from today will be the end, the final day of the Minnesota Farm Bureau 103rd annual meeting. And last spring, you announced you're running for state president of Minnesota Farm Bureau. And how's that going?
You know, very well, Mick. I've been traveling a lot of the states since probably early July is when the annual meeting for the individual counties start happening, and right through August, September, and even a few into October now. So I've been, I feel like they should sing the Johnny Cash song, I've been everywhere, because yesterday when you called, I was southeast of Rochester, and I've been over to Laverne, Minnesota. I'm back up in Roseau County now, but, you know, I actually really have enjoyed getting to meet more and more of the kind of the Farm Bureau family leadership and membership, and really had a great experience. It's been a lot of miles, but I surely enjoy it, and I guess I can only hope for the best. And yeah, we'll find out here in about a month.
Yeah, now, most people who run for an office have a platform or anything, but it's a little different in Farm Bureau. But how do you feel about the competition?
Well, you know, it is a good competition. Our vice president also announced that he was running, and frankly, we're good friends, and we just want the same position. There are no other announced candidates as of now. That could change. Certainly can take nominations from the floor, but that normally doesn't happen within our group. And so yeah, it's going to have me, you know, I'm very optimistic. I've gotten great response from the counties and the membership I've gotten to go to and meet up with, and actually still doing that. Like I said, last week, I took about a month off, almost for harvest, and had to get that done at home here. But then back on the road here, we finished with that last week. So back campaigning here, like you mentioned, for the next 30 days.
Wow. Well, tip of the hat to you. I guess you're the guy I should call for a crop report once a week. And since you've been all over the state, there's a little bit of soybeans and corn yet to go, but mostly how's that corn crop looking across Minnesota?
You know, traveling across, it varies greatly, and it has all summer. It's been kind of hit and miss showers, and I was at a farmer yesterday just to the south of Mankato, and their corn was laying down and flat, and but they were getting fairly decent yields. But for the most part, I think the southern, you know, probably the southern third of Minnesota, they caught some pretty timely rains, and they've been reporting some pretty good yields. There's spots though where I went where they were disappointed. So it varies quite a bit, just where they caught some showers, and like you mentioned, most of the soybeans are off. But boy, traveling through the state, there is still a lot of acres of corn out there. But I suspect they've been making pretty good progress with that too.
Yeah. Now, how much corn is grown in Roseau County, Minnesota?
You know, there has been more over the years. We raised it on our farm for years solely as silage for our cattle. And then probably starting about 10 to 15 years ago, some of the companies started coming out with a lot more shorter season varieties that could still yield very well. And so that's when we started growing corn. But, you know, not not a ton of acres up here. I'd hate to guess how much, but you know, we are still, our stalwart is probably spring wheat, a lot of soybean acres, and grass seed, of course, is very big in Roseau and Lake of the Woods County up here. So there's a lot of acres of that, also the perennial ryegrass.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be amazed at how many acres of rice up there, you know, in Polk and Clearwater County, McIntosh County, and then, of course, around the McIntosh area, and then up in Roseau County, how much turf grass seed is actually grown. So a lot of variety. So, all right. Well, tell you, Shane, we wish you lots of luck in the final month of running for president of Minnesota Farm Bureau. Wish you lots of luck on that, and we'll check in with you now and then, and maybe after November 20th, we'll do a congratulatory interview.
Well, thanks, Mick. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and anytime you need me, I'll be available.
So. All right, super. Thanks. Have a good finish to the fall harvest, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Mick.
You're welcome. Shane Isney, Badger, Minnesota farmer.